Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, fair warning, I'm a bit angrier today than I normally am, and that's probably pretty concerning to some people who are listening to the show, because some people are telling me I'm too angry as it is. But I cannot help it. Given the news, everything we've got to get into, I'm really very angry today. Now, I'm going to tell you that there's an old saying. An optimist, they see the glass half full. A pessimist, they see the glass half empty. I'm here to tell you that the Democratic liberals, the Marxists, communists, socialists that have invaded the Democratic Party, they see the glass itself as a symbol of suppression, of bigotry, of misogyny, of racism, of homophobia and anything else, probably white privilege, and probably as a symbol, a logo for insurrection. And they want to destroy the glass. Let's destroy the glass. No further evidence need be presented than a story coming out of California. Where else would it come out of? Apparently a woman became very, very angry at a spa called the Wee Spa in California, that allowed a grown man to walk into the women's spa completely naked, flapping in the wind, in front of women and young girls, some underage, several underage, who absolutely did not need to see that and want to see that. When the woman confronted the staff, she was ostracized. They acted like she was the nut. Well, this is the way it is. He's identified as a female. That's the way it is. That's the law. So I thought to myself, well, if that's the law, I'm going to look it up. Because I doubt that's the law. Because where I come from, if a man exposes himself to an underage child, that is not a good thing. That is breaking of the law. So I looked up the law. And the California law says, in regards to restrooms, you are able to use whatever restroom you identify as. A spa is not a restroom, folks. At least it shouldn't be. Now, I want you to understand that this is a woman who was so upset, she's screaming at the top of her lungs that I guess her daughter was in there with her. Some other women were in there with their daughters. And here comes a guy, totally naked. No sex change operation, so he's got his junk flapping in the wind. And they think it's perfectly fine. That's just fine. That's fine. And if you think that's not fine, there's something wrong with you. You're homophobic. You're transphobic. If you think that's not fine. Well, then I'm going to ask you people a question, all you people that think it's just fine. How about if you hired a trans babysitter to babysit your daughter, and he just happened to be a man who identified as a woman, and you came home and found them both in the shower together. And he says, it's no big deal. I identify as a woman, so there's no big deal with me and your 9, 10-year-old daughter taking a shower together. Are you okay with that? Because if you are, you should have your children removed. You're an unfit parent. There's something mentally wrong with you. And there's something mentally wrong with this spa, because let me explain something to you very clearly. I could walk into that spa today and just be a pervert and say, hey, man, I just want to go see a bunch of naked women and have my junk flapping in the wind, so I'm going to say I'm a woman. I identify as a woman. Don't question me. I identify as a woman, and I'm going into the woman's spa. And then My perverted self could be like, this is cool. I get to be naked in front of all these women, see them naked. Well, what's to stop me from doing that? Explain to me, please, what's to stop me from doing that? Nothing, you idiots. Oh, but you want to have a card for a vaccination, but you don't want to have a card that says I had a sex change operation or something, huh? Because that would be transphobic. So this guy's allowed to be naked in front of children and women who don't want to see it because he went to the front counter and said, yeah, look, I know I got a full beard, but I'm a woman today. So please give me the key to the women's spa, and yeah, I'm just going to strip naked and go on in there. That, you think that's okay, huh? Everybody thinks that's just fine. There's something mentally wrong with people who think that's just fine. But let me tell you something. There's also something insidious about it. You say, well, it is a public place. It's not like it was private. Okay. So if some guy is exposing himself to your daughter in Walmart, that's a public place. Would you say, well, he's just giving her a biology lesson? The body's nothing to be ashamed of. Oh, you're perfectly okay with a guy whipping it out and showing your daughter, huh? And saying, hey, honey, you know what this is for? There's something mentally wrong with you people. You have lost your mind. You have stumbled so far out of the path of common sense that it's almost impossible for me to even imagine you're ever going to stumble back into the path of common sense. Now, you can call me anything you want. I really don't care. But if my daughter or my wife, if I had either, were in there, and that guy walked in and did that, I'd have laid him out. Because I assume he's doing it on purpose. And let me tell you why I assume he's doing it on purpose. Because if I really identified as a woman, and I wanted to be around other women as a woman, I'd either get my sex change operation or I'd wait until I did before I exposed myself to other women. Because I would have the common sense to say, if I go in there like this, there's going to be women and possibly underage girls who are going to see me nude, and this is probably inappropriate, so I won't do that. Because I have common sense. So I'm going to assume this guy wanted these women to see him, wanted these girls to see him. That's what I'm going to assume. And I think that's very common sense. And that means he should be in jail. Not being defended by people. This woman is screaming at the top of her lungs at these spa owners, and there are actually males coming to the spa's defense. Well, if he's a trans, okay, put your daughter in there. Hey, Mr. Big Shot, who wants to step up from the trans community, put your 10, 11-year-old daughter in there, and I'll come walking in there nude. And say, I'm a woman today. See how you like that. Maybe you would like it because you're a pervert. There's something wrong with you. I don't have anything against transgender people. You want to be transgender, be transgender. You want to be homosexual, you want to be lesbian, be whatever you want to be and be happy. But common sense tells you you do not expose yourself to the opposite sex because here's why. They don't want to see it. Why is their feelings more important than yours? That's what I want to know. Why are we constantly trying to play to the minority instead of the majority? There's not that many transgender people going to a spa. So why are the people that are in the women's spa, why are their feelings about what they expect when they go to that spa less important than that person's feelings? Why do we have to play to just that one person's feelings as opposed to 20 women who felt uncomfortable? Why do we have to do that? Why are we constantly playing to the minority? If someone's got to be miserable, it would be great if nobody was miserable. But if somebody has to be miserable, let it be the minority of people. Let it be the smallest amount of people who say, I feel, you know, I feel chastised. I feel left out. Okay, well, let's make it the minority of people then, shall we? Instead of the majority of people. What's wrong with you people? Now, look, there's people in the chat room talking about the gay pride thing. Don't get me started with this because, I have gay and lesbian friends. They should be very proud of themselves. I don't care what their sexuality is. And they know that I don't care what their sexuality is. I don't see why you need a parade. The parade is almost like, yes, yes, it reinforces the fact that we are accepted. Well, you've been accepted. You've been accepted. I don't understand. There are gay congressmen, there are gay senators, there are gay athletes, there are gay musicians, they're all doing just fine. You've been accepted. What's the parade all about? You didn't win the soccer cup. You didn't win the World Series. I don't know. Yeah, I'm gay. Well, if you can't control it. If you say I was born this way, well, you don't get a parade for something you're born with. I'm born with red hair. Where's the red-haired guy's parade? I demand one. I demand a red-haired guy's parade. Come on, folks. But this isn't even about a parade. It's about a pervert who decided I'm going to test this theory and I'm going to walk into a women's spa totally naked just because I can and because I'm a pervert. And the spa's offending them. You know what? And again, we're playing to the minority, though that we must make the minority feel comfortable, even at the expense of the majority. You know what that would be like? That would be like saying, well, I know this particular political candidate got more votes, but there was a minority of people who are going to feel disenfranchised. So we're going to give it to this person this year. Would you do that? Well, you know what? Yeah, I guess maybe you would, because I think it's already happening. I think it's already happening. Because here in the great socialist state of New York, they have decided we're going to put up to 5 people on the ballot, and you put them in order of preference as if you're ordering ice cream. If they don't have Rocky Road, then I'll take Banana Swirl. If they don't have Banana Swirl, get me the Moose Tracks. If they don't have that, what the hell are you talking about? Why are you making this complex? Pick the person you want. It's not that hard. Oh, no. You only have to have 5 choices so you can complicate the process and take more control. That's what you want. You want more control. Well, guess what happens? Eric Adams wins by a comfortable margin, the Democratic nomination, only to find in the morning, we go to bed at night saying Eric Adams is their nominee. Wake up, oh, hold the phone. 125,000 ballots came in. They all just seem to be marked for people who aren't Eric Adams. Eric Adams, who's a Democrat, says, what the F? What the hell are you talking about? This isn't right. I want a recount. To which the press says, oh, Donald Trump Jr. here, huh? False election. Oh, you learned a lesson from the Trumpmeister. How ridiculous. Here we go again with an assault on the integrity of our voting. This man is despicable. He's crazy. He's another Donald Trump. Except he was right. 125,000 of them votes that came in were test ballots. And if he hadn't have called them on it, they would have counted. And he still may lose because now they're saying, well, you know, we didn't count the mail-in ones. And they're just probably all going to come in about 99-1 for the candidate we want. This is ludicrous. This is ludicrous. And if there's still one person walking the face of this earth who tells me there is no election fraud, I swear to God, I'm going to smack you in the nose. Because you need somebody to wake your dead ass up. It's going on all around us. And you're sitting there with your head in the sand like an ostrich going, I don't see anything. I don't see anything. And the press is just going right along with it. Anybody who says one word against the government, one word against the voting establishment, one word against any theory that the Democrats come out with, you're Donald Trump, as if that's an ultimate insult. How come that's an ultimate insult? Donald Trump, we had the lowest unemployment rate among blacks, Hispanics, and women of all time. Gas prices had plummeted, and we had become the actual number one exporter of fuel. And we were 100% self-reliant, didn't need the Middle East soil. ISIS was totally destroyed. There was peace going on in the Middle East. Maybe we didn't have North Korea totally under the peace program, but he was being damn quiet. Damn quiet. Wages were naturally starting to rise because businesses were increasing, which causes competition for employees. The border was secure. So what is it about Donald Trump that that's an insult? I don't get that. Oh, he's a racist. Yeah, I know, because you can call anybody a racist, but you haven't proven it one time. Well, just look what he did to the kids in the border. Well, what did Joe Biden do to the kids in the border? So is Joe Biden a racist? Kamala Harris a racist? You're all full of crap. You're all totally 100% full of crap. You just pick a word, racist, and say, if I throw it out enough times, it'll stick. And dumb people will say, I guess he must be, because that's what I keep hearing. Except America's not that dumb. Liberals aren't that dumb either. They just go along with it because they say, well, that's the talking point from our masters. We have to obey our masters. We know he's not really, but hey, that's what our master said, so that's what we will say. So this New York election is already all screwed up. We don't know where the hell it's going to land. And the thing that gets me is they're acting like, oh, not really that big of a deal. We caught it. No, you didn't catch it. Eric Adams caught it. Otherwise, you'd have got away with it. I want to know. I demand to know. I demand to know the ratio of those votes. I demand to know how many of them were for Eric Adams, how many were for his opponents. Because I'll go on the record as saying, I bet you Eric Adams wasn't mentioned a handful of times in those 125,000 ballots that supposedly were test ballots. How come he didn't test any with his name on it? Because he said he didn't want to defund the police? Because he said he didn't want to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. Now, listen, Eric Adams is full of crap. We know Eric Adams is full of crap. Eric Adams and de Blasio are thick as thieves. He may not defund the police. That he may not do. He may not take guns away. That he may not do. But if you think he's going to run New York like Rudy Giuliani, you've lost your mind. He just knows what he needs to say to get him in. Because New Yorkers are done with this nonsense. Do you have any idea of the crime rate and what it's up to? 600-700% in Portland. Here in New York, it's like 20-30% higher. I just watched a video of a man chase a man down in broad daylight. The man stumbles over some children who are running in the sidewalk and falls down, and this guy literally with children 1 foot away blows this guy away. Broad daylight. And you know why? No consequences for the action. Have they caught the guy? No. No, they haven't caught him. When they catch him, I'm sure he'll be someone who was released on bail reform. Police aren't doing their job because they're afraid to do their job. There's no qualified immunity anymore, so what are we going to do now? With no qualified immunity, these guys are like, well, I have to go out and find my own lawyer and hire my own legal team if somebody accuses me of something. So all I really have to do, it's just say I'm going to accuse somebody of something. If I'm a criminal, that's what I'm going to do every time. And pretty soon the police are going to be like, screw this. I can't afford no more of this. And then you'll get your federalized police that I was talking about. Then you'll get your feds so that they can turn political opponents into criminals, which was their mission from the very beginning. turn the public against the police, make the police the bad guys, federalize a police force so we can turn that police force into our own personal political opponent removal system. Demonize anyone who votes Republican as an insurrectionist, as an enemy of the state, whatever, a racist, a white supremacist. You know, we did a whole show on how the left changes the narrative by changing the definition of words. A white supremacist, when I was growing up, a white supremacist was some neo-Nazi skinhead that had swastikas tattooed on his forehead that was running around saying, oh, the white race is the only one that matters, blow everybody else up. I don't know any of those people. I've never met one. I've seen them on TV. I've never seen one. And before my time, I guess there were a bunch of old Southern boys running around saying, well, whack them blacks. Well, guess what? I haven't seen any of them either. The new white supremacy is anyone who does not believe that you don't have white privilege, anyone who does not believe that you should be handing over reparations, anyone who does not believe that we shouldn't be teaching critical race theory in schools. All we're really teaching them is history incorrect. If you want to teach about slavery, teach about slavery. Teach the truth. Teach the truth about slavery. It wasn't as though white people parachuted into Africa and said, okay, we're just going to round up a bunch of people. They were sold by their own people. Are you going to teach that? I'm not saying that slavery was in any way, shape, or form a positive thing. It was a black eye on America in general. And we, to this day, have not lived it down. The Civil War, to this day, have not lived it down. And it always should be taught in school because you should not avoid teaching history or you'll make the same mistake again at some point in your lifetime. But here's what you don't teach. You don't teach, therefore, all white people are evil. Therefore, you're bad. Your ancestors were bad. You owe homage to the people you did wrong. You should be ashamed. Are we teaching that about the Germans? What did the Germans do to the Jews? So how would you feel if we said, any German kids in school, stand up. Do you know what your people did? We're going to show you what your people did. Here are some pictures of what your people did. Your mother and father's ancestors did that. So when you go home tonight, you remember, you're a horrible, evil individual. Do we teach that? Want to know what the Japanese and the Chinese did to one another? Do they teach that? I don't see the Jewish people saying we want reparations from the Germans. You know what the reparations really were? The graveyards filled with black and white Americans who fought against slavery and finally said, look, this is wrong. Because America corrects its own mistakes. America's not a perfect country. No country's perfect, and it will never be perfect. But at least we're smart enough to correct our own mistakes. Or so I thought. But we're not correcting this mistake. We're not correcting bending over backwards to appease a small handful, a small minority of people in the transgender community. Now, what I'd like somebody to do is to ask Caitlyn Jenner, do you think it's appropriate in your state for a man, a biological man, to walk stark naked into a woman's spa filled with women and young girls and expect those women to feel perfectly comfortable and say there's nothing to worry about here? That's what I want, because I think the answer that he or she, depending on what you want to do, is going to say is, no, that's not appropriate. Because it isn't appropriate. It's never appropriate. So once again, if I'm that trans individual and I say I still have my penis, so as long as I do, I don't think I'm going to walk in there with it swinging in front of these women, because that would probably make them feel uncomfortable, and I really don't wish to make anyone feel uncomfortable. That's what a common sense person would do. What a radical extremist would do is say, I'm going to make them look at it so they have to accept me because I earned it. No, you're a pervert. You're a complete and utter pervert. That's what you are. You should be in jail. Should be in jail. But in this United States of America, oh no, you're not in jail. As a matter of fact, you're being defended. You're being defended. I want everybody also on this Eric Adams thing to go take a look at some of these reporters who went nuts. You know, I was going to make a list of them, but it would have taken up the whole show. The minute Eric Adams says, wait a minute, I smell a rat, they came out of the woodwork with Trump, 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 voter fraud, more voter fraud, liar, liar. Now you all got egg on your faces. Because the New York Voting Commission said, oops, I guess we did make a mistake. Wonder how many mistakes you made other places. Wonder how many mistakes were made in Pennsylvania. Wonder how many mistakes were made in Georgia. Wonder how many mistakes were made in Michigan, Arizona. Oh, but that never happens. Anyone who says that happens, you know what you are? You're an insurrectionist, a white supremacist, and a conspiracy theorist. That's what you are. It's outrageous. It's just outrageous. Remember when we were conspiracy theorists because we all said, well, I mean, common sense would tell you that this Wuhan virus probably came out of a lab and it could have been a bioweapon? Crazy people. You know who those people are? They're all white, crazy people looking for an insurrection. Except we were right. Yesterday, I watched doctors and scientists come before Congress to talk about the origins of COVID and some other things. And I was shocked beyond all rational belief. And it's very hard to shock me. There were people on that dais who literally said it was obvious from the beginning. There is no other rational conclusion. And here is why we know there was no other rational conclusion. All the animals at the wet market were tested. None had COVID. Many, many, many wild animals that they said supposedly carried it were found in the wild and tested. None had COVID. No one else from that wet market who went there had COVID. The people who were the vendors were tested. They didn't have COVID. However, it appears that many of the people from the lab came down with some mysterious illnesses that were swept under the carpet. I see. So then the next question was, well, if you guys knew this or you suspected it, why didn't you make it public? The answer was, well, we went to our colleagues. I'm not making this up. You can watch this on YouTube. We went to some of our colleagues and said, this is very, very suspicious. We've done our research, and it would appear that it's about a 1 in a million chance that it came from a wet market in Wuhan. It looks as though it came from the lab. There was a Dr. Mueller who literally said, I begged other colleagues to help. And do you know what they said? No. We will not touch this because if we do, we will be considered an enemy of China. Yeah, you heard that right. American scientists said, we will be considered an enemy of China. We won't be able to share our research with them anymore. They won't be helping us and whatever, and it's not worth it. We would be considered enemies of China if we did that, and we don't wish to make that sacrifice. American scientists. How far China has penetrated. Then the next question that was asked is, if you knew this early on, and it was revealed early on, could it and would it have saved lives? Every single one of those doctors said, absolutely, and maybe in the millions. So I want you to contemplate that for 1 minute. What they are basically saying is, because scientists in our country were afraid of repercussions from China, they went along with a narrative that they knew deep down in their hearts was wrong, even though they knew it would cost many, 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 many American lives. That is called murder. That's what that's called. If you're having a heart attack and you have pills, and I hold them in my hand, and you say, give me the pills, I'm having chest pain, I'm having a heart attack, and I say, I don't think so. Not today. That's murder. That's what that is. Every single one of these people who said, you're right, but we're not going to speak out, are guilty of, there's a lot of blood on their hands, put it that way. There's a lot of blood on their hands. A lot of senseless death on their hands. Maybe somebody that you're related to. You might be listening to this show saying, man, my grandmother, grandfather got COVID. My aunt, uncle, niece, whatever, died from COVID. Maybe they wouldn't have. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I don't care. If you do not find this outrageous, then you are absolutely inhuman. And you should have some psychiatric evaluation. Now, this is a man who said, when I told them I was coming here today, I was told, do not come. Do not give your opinions to this panel. They're all Republican, as if that matters. Now, this doctor, Dr. Mueller, says, I told them, I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. I don't care who they are. I'm just giving them the facts. This isn't political. It's about facts. It's about scientific fact. This is what I'm going to say. Oh, but you can't do that. This same doctor later in his testimony says, I had several friends who I tried to get to help do some investigation, and they said, it could help Trump get reelected. We're not going to do it. So now you have politicized science. So let me ask you a question. Is it such a far stretch to say scientists knew this came from the Wuhan lab, withheld the evidence that could have saved millions of lives worldwide just because they didn't want a certain man to be elected who did nothing wrong, by the way? Again, you're going to have to show me what he did wrong. Is it such a stretch that maybe this will stretch into the medical field and pretty soon they'll find out, yeah, that person that we got in there that we could potentially save with a surgery. What are they, a Republican? Yeah, I don't think so. I think we'll just say we've done all we can do. Tell the family, it's better this way. There's no more we can do. Quality of life will be horrible. They won't know any better. Is that such a stretch? I don't think it is. Not when scientists could have saved, according to this man's estimates, potentially millions of lives, and refused to do it. Tivoli refused to do it. They should all be in jail. Every last one of them should be stripped of their rights to practice any form of medicine or science again ever. Ever. And probably go to jail for withholding critical evidence that could have saved lives. Now, there are five doctors and scientists on this panel. Not one of them said, wait, hold the phone. I have colleagues, and none of them said that. I don't know where this guy's getting this. No, every single one of these people were nodding their head like, yeah, that's right. That's the way it's become in the scientific community now. It's anti-Republican, and it's all ideology. Oh, so if it's anti-Republican and all ideology, how do we trust global warming? How do we trust anything that comes out of these people's labs or their mouths? You're all being funded by special interest groups in the Democratic Party, so you're going to come out with the results they want you to come out with, right? Or your money's going to be taken away, right? Oh, but that's not important to the scientists. Well, why don't you ask the guy who said, well, then China's not going to help fund some of our research, so I can't be considered an enemy of China. You can't be considered an enemy of China. When China literally has death camps, when China is literally working children to death so that Nike can make sneakers and charge you $300 for them. And the CEO of Nike basically saying, yeah, we're pro-China and we're a Chinese company. I think you better wake up. And I think you better realize what's going on here. China has inserted so much of their influence into the United States of America that our top politicians, scientists, doctors, everybody you can think of, FBI, CIA, everybody, shaking in their boots. And then ask yourself a question. If China has so much power that they could get groups of American scientists to say, we're not even going to attempt to blow the whistle on this for fear of repercussion, what about interfering in our election? You think that's above them? I've just told you that by proxy, they killed 1 million people this way. More than 1 million people probably would have survived if they knew this. And you think it's above them to interfere in the election? You think it's above them to rig an election? So that the one person who stood up against them and said, we're not having this. We're not kissing China's behind. Couldn't get removed? Please. I mean, your head is in the sand. I don't understand this. It's very easy for you to just say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Oh, you guys are crazy with your constant voter fraud and China, China, China. Oh, well, wait a minute. Was Eric Swalwell not sleeping with a Chinese spy called Fang Fang, who fled the country when it was found out that she was banging Eric Swalwell? I think yes. Eric Swalwell was a Democrat. Was Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur not found out to be a Chinese spy? I think yes. Did the president's own son not send an email saying, I'm doing business with the spy king of China? I think yes. So why is it a conspiracy theory? I need you to explain to me. I need some Democrat, liberal, to explain to me why is that a conspiracy theory? That would be like saying, well, I found footprints leading up to my window, a hammer on the ground, my window was broke, and my stereo was missing. I think I was burglarized, and them saying, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Did you see someone in your house? No. Well, that's a conspiracy theory. That's just crazy. Who would break into your house and steal a stereo? That's what they're expecting. It's a conspiracy theory to not think it. Don't you understand that? And Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was on so many goddamn television shows, I swear to God, I'm surprised he didn't host WrestleMania and show up on the Love Boat. Nowhere to be found in this testimony. Nowhere to be found. And when they asked all of his colleagues, why do you think that might be? They all said, I mean, I'd rather not say he should. Yes, he should have been here. I'll tell you why. Because he's caught red-handed. Just like I told you many, 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 many months ago. And a lot of you who listened to the show believed me. But a lot of you people who just tune in to see what I got to say about the other side called me a nut and a conspiracy theorist and everything. Well, what do you call me now? The first show I ever did. I told you Dr. Anthony Fauci had gain-of-function research in his lab in North Carolina funded by the Obama administration. It was pulled because it was thought to be too dangerous. He took the remainder of that grant money and illegally sent it to China through a third party. I told you that. Now, all of a sudden, 6 months later, Rand Paul is saying, you know what he did? He took grant money that was left over, sent it to a third party who in turn sent it to Wuhan to do gain-of-function research. Thanks, Rand Paul. You know what I do for a living? I'm a musician. How come I knew that and you didn't? How come I could research that in a half a day and you couldn't? Is anybody even trying? Is anybody even trying? It's not a conspiracy theory anymore, folks. The virus came out of the lab. We will never know whether it was on purpose or not. How are you supposed to know that? How are you going to know that? Because even if it was on purpose, there's only going to be a very few people who know that. And they're going to be so afraid to talk, they're not going to talk, or they're going to be people who are in on it that were glad it was released intentionally. So you're never going to know. That's never going to happen. What you will find out is, yes, it came out of the lab, just like I told you it did. What you will find out is that the particles were way, 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 way too small to be stopped by a mask, just like I told you they were. And that the whole idea behind this thing was, as long as this thing is hitting, and as long as we're going to have a major problem for a period of time, we may as well use this to our advantage. And the Democratic Party, like vultures, you know, a vulture very seldom kills what it eats. It waits for something, someone else to kill it, or a roadkill, and then it swoops down and eats the carcass. Well, that's what the Democratic Party did. They waited for COVID to kill a bunch of people and then said, how do we use this to our advantage? How can we take this horrible thing and make sure that son of a bitch who showed us up in the White House does not get four more years to reveal our horrible socialist Marxist agendas that we were going to launch on the American people had Hillary won? And they said, oh, I know, we'll change the election laws. People got to stay inside because of COVID. You can't go out unless you want to go to Walmart. Then you're okay. And yeah, mail-in, you know, no one will be able to control how much mail-in. Oh, we don't need to go to judges. We don't need to go through anything like that. We'll just do it locally. Well, that's against the law. So right there, you rigged the election. Even if every single vote was legitimate, you still rigged the election. Because you changed the laws illegally. A lot of those people wouldn't have made it to the ballots. They would have said, I'm not coming. But here's the funny thing. How come you think it was only the Joe Biden voters that wouldn't come? If you said, oh, it's going to suppress the vote, people won't go to the voting places. They're afraid of COVID. Well, I'm sure Republicans and Democrats were equally afraid of COVID. So how come it's only the Democrats that benefited by that? Ask yourself that. There's no answer for it. Folks, it's time for you to face the facts. You don't have to listen to me. Do your own research. But I highly, highly suspect that China was responsible for the virus, perhaps accidentally. The Democrats realized this is our opportunity to make sure that Trump does not get another 4 years. China also thought this would be very good for us if Trump doesn't get four more years, because we can't deal with that SOB. We got Biden's kid in our back pocket. And lo and behold, a man who got 12 million more votes the second time he ran as opposed to the first, never happened in American history, loses. Gets 12 million more votes than he did last time and loses. But it's a conspiracy theory. Just a conspiracy theory. That could never happen. Not in a million years. Now let me tell you a little more nonsense. The Democratic Party has such hubris that they are literally now going on television saying, well, we were never for defunding the police. That was the Republicans. It was the Republicans' idea to defund the police. We wouldn't defund the police. Us? As if they don't understand that there's a little thing called videotape. I don't know how anyone is a Democrat. I can't figure it out. You either have to be brainwashed or dumb as dirt. You are the equivalent of the guy who comes home and finds men's clothing all over your bed and used condoms in the bedside trash can and says, oh, I guess I forgot I put them there. My wife says she didn't cheat on me. I don't know. Weird, huh? I don't remember buying these clothes. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. They were all over the television. Defund the police. Defund them. We want them defunded. Now, all of a sudden, when they find out, we're going to lose the 2022 midterms by a whopping margin because crime is out of control and people are pissed. All of a sudden, it's we never said that. That was them evil Republicans. Oh, for the love of God. I mean, you just can't make this up. You cannot make this up, folks. When Jen Psaki with a straight face can say, well, part of Joe Biden's bill was helping to fund the police and not one single Republican voted for it. Yeah, you're right. Not one single Republican voted for it because it was buried in a bazillion page bill that had all kinds of money going to things that was just going to waste our money. I want you to understand, because a lot of people don't, that when a bill is passed, let's say I say I want to start a bill that is going to fund research into sudden infant death syndrome so that newborn babies do not suffer this anymore. And we're going to need, you know, $100 million for research. And everyone says, well, that's a very just cause. That sounds very nice. And I say, but also $2 billion on a campaign to wipe out abortion. There goes the Democrats. Democrats are going to say, we're not voting for that. And then I say, see, the Democrats want sudden infant death syndrome. They wouldn't vote on a bill. I put a bill up that said funding for sudden infant death syndrome, and they wouldn't vote for it. Yeah, I know, because I put all those other things in there that they don't want. That's how it works, folks. So, of course, they're not going to sign on to that bill, and I don't blame them. And then they're going to get on television and have the hubris to say it's the Republicans who want to defund the police. I haven't heard one Republican say that. Not one. I haven't heard one police officer say Republicans did that either. See, they're in denial. There's border agents saying, I don't know. All I know is under the Trump administration, we had this under control. The minute Joe Biden took office, it was complete chaos. Every single border agent is saying that. And then they get on TV and say, well, this is Trump's fault. This started with the Trump administration. Funny, the experts don't agree with you. Then we have the COVID virus. And you find Dr. Fauci and a couple other suck-ups to say, this came from a bat at a wet market, and it is naturally occurring in nature, and it's 100% guaranteed because we've researched it in a million different ways. And it's very, very conducive to, yes, this is exactly what would take place. It follows the exact pattern of a naturally occurring virus. And then you read his emails, and you got scientists saying, dude, this thing was manufactured. You know it. I know it. The world knows it. And he's writing at 2 in the morning. We have tasks to do. Quick, get in touch with the gain-of-function research lab. We have tasks we have to do. Yeah, like covering your ass. Every single one of you people who were fooled by Dr. Fauci, you need to take the loss. You need to say, hey, he fooled us. Every single one of you people who thought Trump was a Russian agent, you need to say, hey, we got lied to. Every single one of you people who thought Trump wasn't spied on by the Obama administration, turns out he was, need to say, hey, we were lied to. Every single one of you people who thought Nicholas Sandman was irritating an old Indian man, and it turns out that, in fact, he was doing the exact opposite, you need to take the loss. You were lied to consistently by the media. And because you're not bright enough or you're too lazy to do your own research, you bought it hook, line, and sinker. And you need to take the loss. But there's another premeditating factor to this, and that is there are a certain amount of Americans, hopefully not too many, but there's a certain amount of them, who when told, well, you know, if you just play along with what the Democrats want, you may get a monthly minimum wage income, and you really don't have to work. You can just sort of stay home and watch Oprah and feed the cat and lounge around in your pajamas and die at 42 because you have no physical exercise. And they say, ah, that sounds great. I'm all for that. I don't have to work. I don't have to do anything. And money comes in my mailbox. Sign me up. I don't care if I have to vote for Jack the Ripper. You're traitors. Traitors to the country. I don't care if you're too lazy to work, then don't work. But don't sell your country down the river because that makes you a traitor. And a damn one. Speaking of traitors to the country, I'm not even going to mention her name. That's how mad I am at her. But a certain Olympic athlete who managed to get third place decided that because the Star Spangled Banner was played at an Olympic, a U.S. Olympic trial, it was a setup to make her look bad and turns her back on the flag, makes her some kind of a martyr. This makes you a complete ignoramus. The whole point of the Olympics is you're representing your country. You complete and utter moron. You know when they fly the flags? That's because that's the country you represent, moron. And they play the Star Spangled Banner because that represents your country, moron. And if you really, you know what that's like? That's like going to a Leonard Skinner concert and said, I can't believe it. They played Freebird. I think they did that just to irritate me. Honest to God. You can't get any dumber. But I did a little research into this lady, too, and here's what I found out. Always been an athlete, and I can show you pictures of her wrapped in the American flag. Proudly representing the country. Let a little critical race theory change that. Then you wonder? Then you wonder why we don't want this taught in schools? They are trying to get an entire new generation of America-hating people to be in power. And you will be outnumbered. You will be the minority. You will be the people who say, well, I'm very proud of my country. Oh, no, we're a horrible, terrible country. And the people who rule you will think that. Ilhan Omar thinks that right now. Rashida Tlaib thinks that right now. I don't know what AOC thinks because I really don't think she thinks all that much. Some of the things that come out of her mouth make Joe Biden look like Albert Einstein. So I'm not 100% sure she does much thinking. But I know what Ilhan Omar thinks of this country. And she's in power. I want you to consider that for a minute. People actually voted her in, or did they? We don't even know now. We don't know right now what election anywhere, Republican or Democrat, was actually an honest election. We don't know. As Americans, we do not know. How sad is that? But can you imagine someone with such a hatred for the country getting into office to represent the country? Can you imagine that for 1 minute? Do you think China would do that? Do you think if I went to China and said the Chinese Communist Party is an evil socialist country, they're killing Uyghurs, they're working children half to death, they probably launched a virus on purpose on their own people, they certainly have arrested and disappeared many of the people who were trying to speak out against it, and I am going to run for office to change this, you would never see me again. I would be gone so quick, I wouldn't even leave any footprints. In the United States of America, thanks to all of the people who hate this country but somehow managed to get here, she can be elected. And that's a dangerous thing. Now, common sense would tell you that she's lying to her own constituents because if this is such an evil, horrible, racist country filled with nothing but bigots and monsters and evil people, why in the world do you want more people coming here? If I ended up in a country that was so horrible, think about it this way. Let's say you got a job somewhere in an office, and you were told it's a wonderful office, and it's a horror show. Everyone there is a smug, self-righteous son of a bitch. Your boss is a slave driver. The hours are ridiculous. The pay is non-existent. You would probably say to people, don't come here. I got to get out of it as soon as I can, but don't come here. You wouldn't say, hey, come on, everybody. Open employment here. Hurry up. Would you? So why is it that if it's such a horrible, terrible, evil place, they want so many people coming? The answer is because they can control those people. They need them to outnumber you. For every patriotic, flag-waving American who says, America's not perfect, but I love this country, they need six people who say, this country needs to change and be like China or Cuba. That's what they need. They need you to be outnumbered. And once you are outnumbered, your vote doesn't matter. That's all. You think I'm mistaken? We had people literally say, I went out to the suburbs and I saw people with American flags on their pickup trucks. I was very disturbed because it makes me feel like they don't want me here. This is not my country. What are you talking about? That's the American flag. That is the American flag. If you're uncomfortable around the American flag, my suggestion to you is you get your ass on an airplane and get the F out. That's what I would do. Don't tell me, well, that's a horrible thing to say. It's not a horrible thing to say. If I was somewhere where I was so uncomfortable, I'd leave. How dare you come into somebody else's house and say, well, I don't know. Your decor and the things that you are making me very uncomfortable, you need to change it right now. You need to change your decor. No, you need to get the hell out of their house if that's the way you feel. That's all. You don't have any other rights. And when the American flag to you scares you that people might be patriotic toward this country, there's something wrong. There's something really, really wrong. And I heard the other day somebody say, well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a piece of cloth, right? Okay. Well, if it's a piece of cloth, so is the gay pride flag. How about if I burn it? Are you going to call me a homophobe if I burn that? I bet you will. It's just a piece of cloth. Oh, but Marcus, it's what it represents. Oh, gotcha. I want you to watch the widows of fallen soldiers be handed that American flag. And I want you to tell me it's a piece of cloth. And if you do tell me it's a piece of cloth, you are an anti-patriotic scumbag who does not deserve the freedoms this country offers you. Don't like what I got to say? Tough. Truth hurts. Truth hurts. And I want you to just think about who the Democrats defend. Antifa, who runs through the streets beating up reporters who do not believe in their cause of them fighting fascists. Where did they go to fight a fascist? If they think all the fascists are, you know, in the suburbs and everything, how come they don't come here? Because they're not fighting fascists. They are fascists. But let's beat down journalists who are trying to cover this, even if they're gay. Even if they're Jewish, even if they're black, it doesn't matter. Beat them. Beat them. They don't agree with the government. Those are fascists. They support men who walk into a spa with their penis swinging for little girls and women to see. Proudly pronouncing, oh, don't worry, folks, I'm a woman. Yeah, okay. They support people who break down gates, threaten to kill a family and the family's dog, but they vilify the man who grabs the gun and says, get off my property. They erect statues of a man who held a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman and threatened to shoot her. And throw the men who tried to arrest him in prison. They let out prisoners who have beaten, raped, abused people to do it again and tell the cops, don't you dare do anything about it. And then they blame the other side. This is your Democratic Party, folks. It's right before your eyes. You can say, well, you're coming to it from a partisan perspective. Well, tell me where I'm wrong. How many people from Antifa have been deemed terrorists, insurrectionists, when they clearly say on their website they want to overthrow the government? They want anarchy. Why are they not all insurrectionists? But Grandma, who stumbled into the Capitol building after the police opened the doors and said, you can come in, but be peaceful, and oh, yes, the videotape exists. Grandma gets 100 hours of community service because you're an insurrectionist, Grandma. You had no right to walk into that house that your tax dollars pay for and look around. How dare you? Don't you know this is where your masters play? You must be punished. Meanwhile, David Dorn is shot dead on the street, and people are videotaping it live for YouTube as he's dying. They're not insurrectionists. People who tried to break down the White House gates when Trump was in office and the whole Trump family had to be put in an underground bunker by the Secret Service, who feared for their life, they're not insurrectionists. You have to understand, those people are just righteously angry. It's righteous anger. Well, I got news. This election was stolen. And the people you saw, those are people who were righteously angry. Now, did they do the wrong thing? Yeah, they probably did. You probably shouldn't be breaking up and smashing up stuff, because that's only going to make you look like exactly what they wanted you to look like. But here's a news flash for you. There is some pretty strong evidence that mixed in with those insurrectionists were FBI and CIA agents and probably a few far left radicals urging it on. Now, if you had more than two friends in your life, you know that you can give your friends a few beers and, man, oh, man, you can convince them to do anything. Yeah, you can jump over that bonfire with your shirt soaked in gasoline. Don't worry about it. And one of your friends is going to be like, I know I can. I'm going to try. Yeah, okay. Well, see, that's the thing. Do I deny there were some Trump supporters in that thing? Of course not. Maybe they were idiots. Maybe they were easily led. Maybe they were coerced. Maybe they were just dumb. But I know this. If that's an insurrection, so is what happened in Portland when they took the damn city blocks and said any police come through here, they're going to be executed, and started handing out assault rifles to teenagers. Crime is on the rise to the point, folks, where it's not even safe to go out of your house in some areas. I want you to understand that in Baltimore, Chicago, some places in Los Angeles, the crime rate is higher than places in the Middle East that are semi-controlled by the Taliban. Let that sink in for a minute. And then I want you to ask yourself a very important question. If Black Lives Matter and all lives matter, why every time that some poor young black child gets killed in gang violence, we don't see Al Sharpton at the funeral? We don't see all the congressmen and senators running down there saying this has to end. This violence cannot continue. Lori Lightfoot stood on her platform in Chicago and told a reporter, Chicago is a wonderful place. Businesses are moving here, and they could move anywhere they wanted to, and they chose Chicago because they know that this is such a wonderful place. This is a place where a young boy is bouncing on a trampoline and gets shot to death. Where mothers are telling their children you can't leave the house, even in daylight. Children can't even be children. They're prisoners. Every moment of their life. How would you like that? How would you like every moment of your life you have to be watching your son or daughter and saying, don't go outside, don't do this, you could get shot, you could get shot. You're in a war zone. Your 8-year-old is literally on the front lines. How would you like that? And then how would you like to have a mayor saying, there's nothing wrong? Everything's fine and dandy here. Many businesses are moving here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, by the way, and we want to defund the police, and we want to replace them with feds. See, here's what you don't understand. They're using Antifa, and they're using these rioters, and they're using all this as useful idiots. If they ever did implement a federal police force, you'd all be in jail. They will take you down quicker than you can say Jack Robinson. That you will be a political prisoner because they're going to say, now we don't need you anymore. You were useful idiots at one time. We have no use for you at all now. Now you're just opposition to us. You'll be the first to go. And should anyone rise up and say, wait a minute, I thought you supported Black Lives Matter. Throw them in jail. Enemy of the state. That'll be you. You're leading the charge for your own eventual destruction. You're leading the charge. And you're too stupid to realize it. Why don't you listen to people from other countries that came here that tell you this is exactly how Cuba started. This is exactly how my country became socialist. And we had to flee it. Why don't you listen to those people? Probably for the same reason we won't listen to these scientists and doctors who spoke to the Republicans in Congress the other day. Because you don't want the truth. The truth is too hard for you to take. The truth is every single one of you who bought into the Donald Trump is evil routine helped to facilitate a socialist takeover of this country. And it's happening right before your eyes. Every way, every day, a little more is being accomplished. And that is why Donald Trump said, we can't wait. We can't wait till the midterms. Something's got to be done about some of this stuff right now. Some of these Republicans have to stand up. Well, here's the problem. And I hate to tell all of you loyal Republicans this. A good amount of the Republicans are in bed with China, too. Because that's where their big money is. I'm not saying everyone. Not every Democrat is either. But a good amount. Because China's not that dumb. China's not going to say, well, we're only going to bribe and blackmail one party. Let the other party stay strong so they can rise up against us. They're not going to do that. They're going to get to both sides. And they're going to tell them, your life is going to be so much better. Don't worry about what's happening. Don't worry about it. We'll just keep that money rolling in, or we'll keep those little secrets about what we know about you undercover. That's what's going to happen. So you better understand that when you go to that voting booth, if it even matters anymore, just because there's an R next to their name, that doesn't mean they're on your side. You need to find these candidates and you need to vet them yourself and stop being lazy. And the first questions you have to ask them is, what is your stance on China? What is your stance on our medical and scientific professions being blackmailed and bullied by China? What is your stance on social media being lock, stock, and barrel owned by China so you can't even say anything bad about China without being banned? What is your stance on all this, and what do you intend to do about it? Because I got a newsflash for you. I got a newsflash for all of you Republicans. Every single year I hear from Lindsey Graham, well, you just wait until I get that guy in front of the Senate. I'm going to tell him this, and then I'm going to do that, and he does exactly nothing. He does exactly nothing. Then he says, well, I'm a good friend of Donald Trump, and I support everything Donald Trump does. Really? Well, I don't know, man. You had the chance to rip people a new asshole, and you did exactly nothing. You just appease people. I'll tell them what they want to hear. I'm not going to do it, but I'll tell them. You got to watch out for people like that. We need people who are going to do things. Donald Trump upset the apple cart because Donald Trump was one of the first politicians in our lifetime to say, not only am I going to say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And man, when they saw what he could do, everybody panicked, and that includes some of the Republicans, and said, well, there goes the good old boys club. He tipped the table over on that, didn't he? We had the American people convinced this is impossible. No one could do these things. It's not. Remember what Obama said. Where's these jobs going to come back from? Does Trump have a magic wand that he's going to wave and all these jobs are going to come back? Yeah, I guess he did. I guess he did because they all came back. We're on the verge of another war. Wait, just wait. Going to have to be closer to re-election because what the Democrats realize is during wartime, we often don't want to change parties or president. So long about 2023, there's going to be a war because it's advantageous to them. Ask yourself this. If you're listening to this show and you're a minority, was your life so horrible under Donald Trump? Is it better now? The Democrats have been in charge of your states and your cities for how long? In Chicago, in Baltimore, in Los Angeles. How long have they been in charge? Is things going the way you want them to go? Because if the answer is no, then why do you keep voting them in? Because they keep telling you, you're poor and oppressed. You can't do anything because the evil people keep you down. We're on your side. How come you're still down? If they're on your side for so long, how come you're still down? How come in the Republican states this isn't happening? How come crime is not out of control in Republican-run cities and states, huh? How come? I mean, it's right there for you to see, folks. You really can't be this blind. You really can't be this stupid. And you can't buy into the cult of orange man bad. Can you please take your blinders off? Take a look at what Donald Trump did in 4 years and say, was it really that bad? Did we have a major war? No. Did the stock market collapse as predicted? No. Did the economy crash as predicted? No. Was there race riots in the street? No. What was so bad? What was so bad? Oh, the race riots happened all right. They happened when the election was coming up, didn't it? Oh, that's amazing. What an amazing coincidence. Just about when the election's coming up. Same way with COVID. Just about time for the election to come up. Amazing coincidences. Amazing. And now we hear something even more disturbing, and that is that the NSA is spying on journalists. And you know what that is all about. That's to find out how much do they know. Will they say what they know? And how strict do we have to watch these people? Now, I'm here on a very small platform with a relatively small audience. And I'm going to tell you that I have my demographics from this blog talk radio. And a good 12% of my listeners are from China. I want you to explain to me why anybody from China gives one damn what I'm saying on this radio show. I don't listen to Chinese radio. How come 12% of my listeners are from China? Odd, isn't it? And then the Democrats will come up with, well, you see, you're stoking the fires of bigotry. You're going to have, look what's going to happen, all these people running around hurting Asian people. Yeah, you know who the majority of the people are hurting the Asian people? You want the truth? African Americans. How come the African Americans are beating up the Asians? How come? You doubt it? Just go ahead. Take a look. Take a look at all of the Asian assaults and tell me who's assaulting them. You had one dude shoot up a massage parlor that was white. And as it turns out, the first narrative was he was totally, absolutely a bigot. He was just targeting Asian Americans. No, he wasn't. There are Puerto Rican people and other people in there that he shot, and he said that he was a sex addict, and he was just shooting up all the massage parlors because they tempted him. Further, he was a nut. But the media's spin on it instantaneously was racism, because they need that. They need that. They need to divide you folks. If there's one thing I don't want to do on this show is to divide us any further. Yeah, I'm calling you stupid if you voted for Joe Biden. Yes, I'm calling you brain dead if you're supporting the Democratic Party. But please, call it tough love. Look at the goddamn facts and wake up. Before you wake up one morning and realize, Jesus Christ, the people that I was against were right. And I've lost all my freedoms. I've lost everything. I've sacrificed my country just because I was too proud to say I was wrong. Because that's what it's getting to, folks. That's what it's getting to. I know people right now who deep down inside know everything I'm saying is 100% correct. But they will say, no, no, you're exaggerating. It's wrong. My guys are great. You'll see it's the damn Republicans who are ruining this country, because they have too big of an ego to accept the fact that you were used, you were lied to, you were brainwashed, and you fell for it. That's all. You don't believe me? Well, how many times has CNN lied to you? How many times did Adam Schiff say, I have evidence right before my nose that Donald Trump was a Russian spy? He was in bed with Russia. He's a puppet of Putin. And when it came down to that 1 minute where they said, put up or shut up, show the evidence, Adam Schiff says, I don't have any. Oh, so you lied to the American people all that time, huh? Interesting. Interesting. How many times did Dr. Fauci look the American people in the eye and say, this is perfectly 100% consistent with a naturally occurring virus? There is no evidence to the contrary at all. This was a naturally occurring virus. When we know his emails clearly had scientists saying, Tony, there's major problems here. China's lying to us. Why would you deny that? It's right before your eyes. I didn't make this up. Just go look at it. So he lied to you. Why did he lie to you? What purpose would that man have to lie to you? And then I want you to ask yourself an even bigger question. What did Donald Trump do that was so hideously horrible that people would hate him with such a passion that they wouldn't mind seeing a million people die rather than to have him reelected? I want you to ask yourself that question, because it's got to be bigger than you or I even know. Something's up. Oh, the Democrats always hated the Republicans. We don't like Bush. We don't like Reagan. But not this. Not this. This is an unnatural, obsessive, we must get them out at all costs type thing. And it makes me think it's because they are scared shitless of him. Why? Why are they scared shitless of him? Ask yourself that question. Why do they need to brainwash you into saying he's so evil? Did you ever hear this about any other presidents? I didn't. And they purposely will literally change what he says. He says, look, there's millions of people coming over here. Some of them are really horrible people, rapists and MS-13 members. And then the news says, Donald Trump says everybody coming over is rapists and MS-13 members. That's not what he said. It's not even close to what he said. You lied. You purposely lied. How many times did newspapers have to retract what we said was wrong? How many times have we proven we edited the tape? Remember when they said, oh, he's sticking up for the neo-Nazis who marched in some ridiculous, about eight of them, I guess, were somewhere. Oh, there are good people on both sides. Yeah, but you left out the important part. The important part is where he said, I'm not talking about these neo-Nazis. They're despicable people. But the other people, there are good people on both sides. Oh, but you left out that one part. If he's such a horrible, evil person, why do you need to do that? Why do you need to frame somebody? That's all I want these Democrats who voted for these people to ask. Why do you need to do that? If someone is so horrible and evil and terrible, how do they get 75 million votes? How do they do that? It's amazing, right? Is there 75 million horrible, evil people in this country? So you tell me half the country, half the entire country is racist, horrible, evil people and white supremacists. Because every single one of those people that voted for Donald Trump, they had to be white, right? Couldn't no Spanish people vote for him. Couldn't no black people vote for him or Asian people. No. Those are all insurrectionists and crazy people. That's half the country. You're lying. Just like you lied about the Wuhan virus. Just like you lied about Donald Trump being a Russian spy or a Russian agent. Just like you lied about a 100 other things that I could speculate about, just like you're lying about an insurgency happening, if a planned insurgency happened, why were there no weapons? So I'm planning an insurgency, and I'm like, okay, there's going to be armed security in there, folks. We're going to need to fight. We need to bring weapons. Wouldn't I do that? I mean, that doesn't pass the laugh test. It was an organized plan, that didn't include any way to fight back. We were going to overthrow the government with what? Cell phones? Oh, I know. They planted pipe bombs. Really? Well, how come when they didn't go off, the people didn't say, forget it then. We're not going to do this. It's not going to work. That'd be like me trying to rob a bank and saying, well, first we're going to blow the wall. Oh, the wall didn't blow? Oh, well, let's try to get through the window. That's not going to happen, folks. It was either planned and they had weapons and ways that they were going to overthrow the government, or it was really not all that well planned and it was just a bunch of yokels saying we're going to voice our displeasure. But it wasn't an insurgency. An insurgency, you come armed. You come ready to take over the government. What was the plan? Show me the plan. We're going to take the actual people hostage. We're going to do what? We're going to board up the building and fight the Fed. What was the plan? Show me the plan. Plan? Then you go on these Antifa websites, and the plan is get rid of the police, institute our own police forces based on civilians, which is going to be us, and it's going to be anarchy. They have a plan. They have a plan and they have weapons. But they're not insurgents. It doesn't pass the laugh test. It just doesn't, folks. I don't know what more to tell you. I don't want to sit here and preach to the choir. I understand that most people who listen to this show are probably conservative or Republican. I don't want to keep preaching to the choir. I want the Democrats, the people who legitimately got sold a bill of goods that Donald Trump was an evil, horrible, pinky in the brain. I'm going to take over the world with my racist thoughts. That's baloney. You were lied to. They figured if we say it enough, it'll eventually sink in and people will believe it. And a lot of you did. A lot of you did. But then all of you people who did, I want you to just, again, do your own research and answer me the question why scientists working for the United States of America being given grant money by your tax dollars told a scientist, we cannot say the truth because we will be considered enemies of China. So if people have to die, people have to die. I don't want to be considered an enemy of China. You're in the United States of America. What is it exactly you think China's going to do to you? In the meantime, when a brave woman from the Wuhan lab defects here and says, I have all the information, Every single one of the news agencies says she's a liar. They won't even listen to her story. She's a liar. She's a propagandist. We don't want to listen to her. Absolutely don't have her on the show. No, 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 no. Everything she says is a lie. How do you know it's a lie? How do you know? If you're saying what she says is a lie, that means you know the truth. So tell us the truth. Well, we don't really know. Okay, then how do you know it's a lie? It's a lie because our masters told us to say that. It's a lie because we can't allow her to speak, just like you couldn't allow people to speak on hydroxychloroquine. It doesn't work, and that's it. I don't care if you're 30 years in the virology business. I don't care. If you say it works, you're an idiot. Because I'm Brian Seltzer, and I know the truth. Yeah, you know nothing. Just ask yourself, why can't we hear these voices? Why are people afraid to talk up? Why are there scientists saying we can't do anything to help Trump get reelected, or we'll be blacklisted, or China will come down on us? How come? How come they're saying that? Don't you find that odd? I find it very odd. I find that alarmingly odd. And now we know there are people within the FBI, there were people within the CIA who all were like, we can't let Trump be in here. Why? Why? Because he was going to stumble on something? He was going to realize you guys have been playing games for years and years and years. He's going to blow the whistle on it? Is that what was going to happen? That's what it sounds like to me. Just, folks, please, just use common sense. When somebody continually lies to you and you continually believe them, who's the fool? Them for keeping on lying to you, or you for keeping on believing it? Absolutely outrageous what I heard from Congress the other day. And do you hear a peep from the news media about it? Do you hear a peep from the news media saying there's a man who literally says his colleagues said they would not come out with the truth about China because they didn't want to be considered an enemy of China? That should be front page news on every newspaper. Crickets. And the silence, that speaks volumes.